From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia offers solutions to attract energy transition investment in nation. Indonesia eyes $3.37 billion non-oil gas export target with Australia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources ESDM Arifin Tasrif offers solution to attract investment to support energy transition for countries in the Asian region. Sustainable energy financing is urgently needed, and this can be achieved through mixed funding, cooperation between government and business entities, or PPP, and international funding. This was pointed out by Minister Tasrif virtually on the sidelines of the Asian Energy Financing Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday. Citing the report of the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, he noted that Asian countries need financing worth $29 trillion until 2050 to implement energy transition with 100% renewable energy scheme. Indonesian Deputy Trade Minister Jerry Sambuaga stated that the government had targeted an increase in non-oil and gas export to Australia amounting to $3.37 billion in 2023. The government hopes that it can increase the number again. This was said by Jerry Sambuaga on the sidelines of the 55th Asian Economic Ministers AEM meeting in Semarang, Central Java, escorted by Antara on Wednesday. This target is a slight increase as compared to Indonesia's non-oil and gas export to Australia of $3.2 billion in 2022. According to satudata.kemendak.go.id, Indonesia's total non-oil and gas export to Australia in the first half of 2023 were recorded at $1.4 billion. The festival parade of Association of Southeast Asian Nation Asian on Wednesday sought to bring the Indonesian people closer to the arts and culture of Asian nation. According to Natya, a member of the organizing committee for the parade, which was held on the sidelines of the meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors AFMGM on Wednesday, the committee sees that the chairmanship of ASEAN Indonesia 2023 belongs to all Indonesian people. Indonesia is the chair of the ASEAN this year. In the roundup to the 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta on September 5-7, 2023, a number of meetings have been held, including the AFMGM. The Asian Festival Parade was held as part of the 2023 Asian Festival event, which is being held in conjunction with the AFMGM to reach a wider community. Chairman of the IKN Infrastructure Development Task Force, Danis Sumadilaga, stated that the construction of the immersed tunnel in the new capital city will commence in 2024. As reported by Tempo.co, Danis in IKN Nusantara North Penajam Pasir Regency East Kalimantan on Wednesday conveyed that the government has just finished the feasibility study and then it will draft the design and it can start the construction next year. He also said that after the design is prepared, the Ministry of Public Works and Housing PUPR would conduct an auction. Let's move on to the international news, where Iran sentenced 7 men and women to prison after their convictions over allegedly aiding 2 men who were earlier executed for killing a paramilitary volunteer during the nationwide protest last year that followed Mahsa Amini's death in police custody, state media reported on Wednesday. As reported by ArabNews.com, the sentence comes just ahead of the one-year anniversary of Amini's September 16 death. As authorities have been rounding up activists and others in an apparent attempt to tamp down on any dissent ahead of it. The report by the judiciary's Mizan news agency offered the first official's confirmation of the sentence apparently handed down earlier by a revolutionary court in the city of Karaj, where the November slaying happened. Ukrainian forces appear to have stepped up their efforts to weaken Russian air superiority in the war by attacking bases that house supersonic warplanes deep inside Russian territory. As reported by CNN.com, Kyiv stated it had carried out a drone strike on the Shaykovka Russian military air facility some 200 kilometers northeast of the Ukrainian border on Monday. Over the weekend, Russia's defense ministry said another Ukrainian drone hit the Solsti military airfield in the Novgorod region, also hundreds of kilometers north of Ukraine. Moscow's dominance in the sky has been a major obstacle for Ukraine's counteroffensive. Ukrainian forces have been working their way through dense minefields and multiple layers of defenses along the front lines in recent weeks, while regularly coming under attack from above. Singapore's core inflation continued its downward trend, falling to 3.8% year-on-year in July, the lowest level in more than a year. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the decline from 4.2% in June was due to a smaller increase in food prices and a fall in electricity and gas costs, said the Ministry of Trade and Industry, MTI, and the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, on Wednesday. The last time core inflation was lower than 3.8% was in May 2022, when it was 3.6%. The governments of Indonesia and Germany are strengthening cooperation to increase infrastructure development and utilization of digital space of both countries. The bilateral relationship was strengthened through a meeting between the Minister of Communication and Informatics, Budi Aris Setiadi, and the German Minister of Digital Affairs and Transportation, Volker Wissing, on the sidelines of the G20 India Digital Economy Minister Meeting, DEMM, in Bengaluru, India, last Saturday.
Minister Budi Aris Satyadi in a press release on Monday revealed that the meeting was a follow-up to Indonesia's participation as the first Asian country to be trusted again as the official partner country for the third time at the Technology Industry Exhibition. Handover Messe, which was held at the Handover Fairground, Germany from April 17 to 21, 2023. During the meeting, Minister Budi Ari and Minister Volker Wissing witnessed the result of 11 memorandums of understanding, one of which is regarding the Joint Declaration of Intent or GDOI in digitization. As a representative of the Government of Indonesia, Minister Budi Ari expressed his appreciation for the opportunities, including various efforts to support the progress of digitalization that has been carried out by both Indonesia and Germany. According to Minister Budi Ari, Indonesia's participation this time brings great opportunities in building national branding as well as demonstrating the development of the national industry. He also remarked that through bilateral cooperation, which was marked by the ratification of the GDOI, relations between Indonesia and Germany are getting better, especially in the digital field. He also closed the meeting by giving souvenirs in the form of a music box, which played a folk song entitled Bengawan Solo to Minister Volker in the hope that the cooperation between Indonesia and Germany will be more memorable.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the
world. Listener, we begin today in history on August 24, 1903 with the event the birth of national hero, Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra. He is known as a writer, historian, humanist, politician, and legal expert. Muhammad Yamin is also one of the pioneers of the Youth Pledge. He has also been Minister of Education and Culture and Minister of Justice. Muhammad Yamin died on October 17, 1962. For his services in 1973, he was declared as a national hero. We move to the next event in 1962, when Television of the Republic of Indonesia, or TVRI, officially broadcasted. Television of the Republic of Indonesia, or TVRI, broadcast as the first television station in Indonesia. TVRI was present right at the opening of the 4th Asian Games which was held at the Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta, 24th August 1962. As stated on television, TVRI was tasked with broadcasting the event to the people of Indonesia. Prior to that, TVRI had conducted a trial broadcast on Indonesian Independence Day at the Merdeka Palace on August 17, 1962. As a public broadcasting institution, TVRI functioned to provide services for the benefit of the public. We end with the event in 2006, Pluto was considered not a planet. Since its discovery in 1930 by Slide William Tombaugh, Pluto has been included in the category of planets in the solar system. However, on August 24, 2006, Pluto, which originally held the title of the smallest planet in the Milky Way galaxy, was declared no longer a planet in the solar system. This change in status was agreed upon by the International Astronomical Union after reclassifying the criteria for a planet in the solar system. Pluto was previously known as the ninth planet in the solar system. The planet is also known as the smallest planet and is located farthest from the Sun. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jalani dunia tak seindah. sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Recently, Indonesian Minister for Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, has said that the government already has a policy to replace coal power plants with renewable ones to reduce air pollution. Specifically, for renewable energy, the government also has formed a special secretariat at the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, while the Environment and Forestry Ministry is providing an assessment instrument by using the proper energy efficiency. She also explained that PROPER is short for Public Disclosure Program for Environmental Compliance. PROPER is the ministry's counter against pollution by implementing certain standards and criteria in environmental management before company starts. Minister Siti Nurbaya further stated that the proper energy efficiency includes four energy efficiency aspects, such as energy efficiency improvement from production process and supporting utilities, machineries, or process replacement with a more eco-friendly ones, as well as efficiency from construction and transportation systems. She added that until now, her side has been doing intersectoral efforts to reduce carbon emission while still involving the public. Earlier, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif also said that the great potential of renewable energy must be optimized to support national energy resilience and renewable energy target achievement. There are some 3,689 gigawatt potentials of renewable energy from solar panels, wind, hydropower, bioenergy, geothermal, and wave power.
Terfikirkan olehmu, hatiku
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
This time, we invite you to take a trip to Cikolet Tourism Village. Located in Cinangka District, Serang Regency, Banten Province, this tourist village offers a variety of tourist attractions. One of its attractions is the beauty of the scenery. If you visit Cikolet, you can enjoy the view of Curug Lawang, which is located in the middle of shady forest. Apart from the Lawang waterfall, Cikolet Tourism Village also offers other natural views, namely views of rice fields, lakes, and mountains. You can take selfies there. If you want to enjoy the nature longer, you can camp at this area. If you are a bicycle lover, especially mountain bikers, Cikolet Tourism Village also provides mountain bike trails. In Cikolet Village, you can find a variety of creative economic products. Some of them are Etawa goat milk products, mushroom cultivation and processing, and Melinjo chips. Then, there are roofing crafts from thatch leaves, processed waste, catfish, and limbat jerky, coconut oil refining, as well as quail farming. Traveling there, you can see and learn firsthand about the manufacture of various creative economic products. Music. Cikolet Village still maintains cultural values such as at Ngurah Danau tradition. If you are lucky, you can see this tradition. The Ngurah Danau tradition is only carried out at certain times. Ngurah Danau is a tradition of cleaning the lake, which is held once a year. The whole community would head into the lake, which is drying up, and catch fish. Apart from the Ngurah Danau tradition, there is also the Mamakcha or speaking tradition, Rampah Kok, Yalil dance, and Calung performances.
Thank you. kami menangini tak ada harapan. Mengapa aku yang harus jadi tujuan saat hati terluka? Aku yang jadi obatnya tanpa pernah kau hargai cinta dan kasih yang setulus ini. Semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
First Tilir Art and Culture Festival, which is a hallmark event which is tourism-based and community-driven, will be held this year. The First Tilir Art and Culture Festival has the theme From Village to the World, with a view of Mount Sumbing as a backdrop. This event will take place in Tilir Village, Tlogong Mulyo District, Temanggung Regency, Central Java Province, on September 1st to 3rd, 2023, with the narration, Tilir, Tobacco, Tradition, and Destiny, as well as campaigning for sustainability and eco-friendly event, where in organizing this event entirely using bamboo material. Director of Digra Harsa Mandiri, Ridlo Amiruddin, said that the Tilir Art and Culture Festival was a package by involving the community through musical drama performances. He targets 3,000 visitors to come to the event in 3 days of implementation. The lineup will be attended by the Sinten Ramen Orchestra, Jogja Hip Hop Foundation, singers Arlinda Putri and Irene Gea. In addition, this festival will also present an MSMEs festival from 17 creative economy subsectors such as fashion, culinary, tobacco handicraft products, coffee, and lumping horse competition. At the national level, with trophies from the Ministry of Youth and Sports and cash. In this festival, visitors not only watch music performances, but also various other interesting activities. You can explore the captivating natural beauty around, learn about the rich traditional culture, and enjoy a variety of delicious culinary delights. For photography lovers, this festival also offers the opportunity to hunt for stunning scenic image spots. Besides that, you can also taste the pleasure of hot coffee while enjoying the famous Tilir Roll Tobacco. One of the attractions of this event is the Barongan performance, which will be accompanied by the sound of gamelan. Barongan, a tradition originating from the people of Java and Bali, is embodied in the figure of a mythological creature that has deep spiritual and cultural values.
Thank you. Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Kalah, ku akui aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back again to Music Corner. Earlier, the group was named DV2, taken from the two members, Dita, Dewi Foni, and Vera. Even when their sample song was sent to radios, they were registered as DV2. But when they thought it was not good enough, the vocal group changed their name into Bening. And their main hits were Ada Cinta, or There Is Love, released in January 1998. The song was created by Yofi Widianto, a pianist, composer, songwriters, and musicians of Indonesia. The song was recycled by Smash in 2011. So listener, here is Bening with Ada Cinta.
Ada cinta yang ku rasakan saat bertatap dalam canda. Ada cinta yang kau getarkan saat ku indahnya.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.